Welcome back to the Bad Balance Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy. And this week, we're doing things a little differently. Now, we're still going to talk about the golf. We're still talking about the John Deere Classic and the Scottish Open coming up. But we're not going to do a betting segment. Instead, we're just going to pick our favorite for the week, and it's going to create a pool. And we're going to bring back an old segment called Good Bounce, Bad Bounce, as well as the leaderboard. And this week, the leaderboard subject is the GOATs. Who are our greatest GOATs of all time? The greatest of the greatest of all times. And so without further ado, we'll go right into the podcast. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners splits the difference between the two. And look, they got some new stuff coming out tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow. It's today. Probably right now as you're listening. They have some new polos coming out. The new PK polos, stripe polos that are coming out. Some new block-colored collar shirts. And when you go to buy the new summer collection at MannersGolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is BBB15 for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back, missing Nico Mendoza. He's playing a tournament. Not his week so far, but that's all right. That happens. We finished the John Deere Classic. Yeah.
What a great tournament.
I'll just start with, like, I listen to almost every golf podcast, and like, No Laying Up was very pro this tournament. They're like, this course rules. They hate low scores, but they're like, something about this tournament, it's great. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I've kind of felt the same the last 2 weeks.
What, that this course rules?
Like, no, like last week the scores are super low.
Yeah.
This week scores are super low, but I thought the tournament was pretty good.
The tournament was, what, really? With the runaway win?
Yeah, I thought it was like, I mean, everyone inside the top seven shot 64 or lower.
I know. It's just, it's too much.
But it didn't look like.
It doesn't look that easy.
It doesn't look that easy. Yeah, like the holes are like fairly hard. Like there's that first par three that's not easy.
No, and then like they tuck the pins, and when you have wedge in your hand, you can't go for certain pins.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, they were making long putts.
Yeah,
like, and so every player was making long putts, which was kind of insane, to be honest.
Greens didn't look like they had that much break to them.
Yeah, greens were fairly flat.
Yeah, and I, from all accounts, like this course itself is awesome, but it's just too easy for these guys. I think that what makes a John Deere Classic a John Deere Classic was the fact that Steve Stricker saved it a couple of years, and then Jordan Spieth won.
Zach Johnson also has like a charity event. He gets like a lot of tour players to play in the Monday before.
But it's never been known as a flagship event.
I think Jordan single-handedly made it a flagship event. If the Jordan Spieth effect happens at like the AT&T Byron Nelson or somewhere else. Or no, now the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Like, I don't think this tournament is anything.
This tournament has never been anything.
It's always just been a British Open qualifier to me.
Yeah. It's always been like Steve Stricker's event.
Right, right. It's just like, it seemed like
Jordan. Zach Johnson always plays in it too. Always true. Plays well.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, this is the part of the season where it gets
long. The 18th hole is easy. The rough was long all week.
Right.
Like, I don't know how they scored so low. I mean, they're just good.
When I was watching this, though, all I could really think was, wow, Scottie Scheffler is really good at golf. Because Davis Thompson, I know he shot 29 on the front, 6 under. I know. But he was spraying it. Like golf course, I don't know if he gets away with it.
He also made like 110 feet of putts.
He made just
on the front nine.
On the front nine, yeah.
Yeah, like one looked shaky, then makes a 45 footer.
Yeah.
And then like three blows it way right. Makes birdie from a side hill.
Yeah, makes like a 15 footer. That
he had the rights pretty bad.
Is Scotty shooting 30 under par?
See, I think if he played this week, him and Davis Thompson would have been pretty close. But like Scotty would have been fairway, 8 feet, miss. And after 10 holes, it would have been like they're tied. And Davis Thompson has made 114 feet of putts. And Scotty Scheffler has made 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about
just
right.
Three footers.
Yeah, and they're tied. Like, I think it would have been like that. Like, it's just like, these guys, they're all blowing it right on 18, bailing out. Like, just the machine that Scotty is, not seeing it in action. Not saying that these players aren't as good. I mean, they aren't as good. But just seeing how easy Scotty makes the game look. And these guys, as low as they shot, didn't hit the ball as effectively and as cleanly as Scotty does at much more difficult golf courses. And that's all I just kept feeling over and over again watching it.
I don't know. I don't think anyone reaches 28 under.
Yeah, it's a tournament record. It's a tournament record.
I don't think Rory shoots 28 under.
It's hard for me not to believe that Rory or Scotty doesn't go out and shoot 28.
That's 7 under every day.
Isn't that Scotty's like scoring average right now?
His scoring average is like 4
every day. Put him at the John Deere, goes to 7.
But I mean, the previous scoring record that Davis Thompson broke this week, set by Michael Kim in 2018?
Was it 27?
27.
Yeah.
That was not too long ago.
Yeah, very true.
Like, it can break again. And it's just like, there was a 59 this week.
Okay, how he shot the 59 was like insane. It was like, it was kind of luck
how
it happened.
Right.
Well, there's an element of luck when you shoot something that low.
Well, yeah. I mean, he holds like a 50-yard shot out of the rough on 17 to make eagle.
But, I mean, there's a 57 on the Korn Ferry Tour. Like, there's just, like, the 59, no one felt anything.
Okay, well, the 57 was, like, on a Costa Mesa course.
6,300 yards, par 70, which is wild. The longest hit of one. But, like, still, did you feel anything when he shot a 59, Hayden Springer?
Zero.
Yeah, like, 59 used to be special. Now it's,
used to be so special.
Yeah, now
everyone
it's, like,
would be
whatever.
Buzzing over a 59. Now it's, like, shoot 56.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of, like, somewhat, I guess, expected on, like, a course like this.
Exactly.
Like, it's expected here, the Travelers.
Right.
That course that Jim Furyk did it at.
Which was the Travelers.
Oh, it was the Travelers.
Yeah, it was.
The Greenbrier.
The Greenbrier, yeah.
Like, which Bryson shot 59 or 58, whatever he shot. I mean, there is courses it's kind of expected. Like, if someone showed up to Riviera in February next year and shot 59, we'd be like,
that'd
holy
be wild.
Shit.
That'd be insane.
But the way that the game is going with technology and all this stuff, like, Riviera might be a spot where they shoot 59 in 20 years or something.
I mean, when Joaquin Neiman shot 63-63, that was like, whoa.
I am now trying to shift this conversation into the golf ball rollback. Like, I think this week is
roll
just...
Roll it back.
This week is just an indicator that this game is kind of getting out of control. And you see all the guys who are up there are just bombing gougers at this point.
Well, and like the fairways this week rolled so much.
Yeah. And it was like, still ball in hand, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was. Was ball in hand on Thursday.
Yeah.
How much would it need to be rolled back for these guys to just, you know, keep it at 20 under? 20 is okay. 28 is insanity.
We'll find out. But, like, the distance these guys are hitting it, like, you can't lengthen golf courses anymore.
Yeah, there's no more
room. There's just no more room.
There's no more room.
Golf courses already take up way more room than Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah, I mean, you have to...
You got to roll the ball back. It just
firmer greens, longer rough.
Yes.
Or just tighter fairways.
They can grow the fairways in too, yeah.
Although, like, the rough this week I thought was long enough.
Yeah, but when everyone has wedge.
Yeah.
What are the men shooting at a course like Sahali where the fairways are just hallways?
I mean, we've seen it in 99. I think VJ won it like 7 under.
I do
but
think
that was also
99
was
basically
ago.
The ball rolled back.
Yeah.
So.
I also think if they played it right now, I think some guy gets hot with driver and it's just like right next to every green.
That's just crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's not a lot. Of course, it's cool, though. But
of course, it's really cool, yeah.
I can't remember, like...
Reminds me of, like, Arrowhead.
Yeah,
I think when Mark won the Sahali, which is top-level amateur event, he shot 4 under for 4 days.
I think it was 9.
Okay.
But it was single digits. But, yeah, like, Minwoo won it 1 year at, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So, of course, he was 18 at the time. But, yeah, just don't... I don't know. This course, the two things I got out of watching the entire coverage was, wow, Scottie Scheffler makes golf look way easier than these guys, even though the score is super low. And two, we got to roll this ball back. And these young boys are coming.
They're coming,
they
dude.
Are coming.
These young boys are coming.
They got that aura. They got that aura, dude.
Yeah, they got the aura. Yeah, like Luke Clanton, crazy story. The kid
back
bombs
to back
it.
Top tens as an amateur.
That's wild.
His swing is also so good.
When a kid did that back in the day, 15, 20 years ago, he'd turn out to be Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been done since 1958.
That's insanity.
Michael Thorbjørn Olesen is up there. this is... The kids are coming. Also, I mean, to all the pros who are complaining about the elevated events and all this stuff and how they're, the plebs are trying to get their way through. It's like, look, you're letting some college kids beat you.
Very true. Right,
just come on, step up. So,
like the game keeps the game,
yeah. Like these college kids are going to get into elevated events in 3 years
before you.
You can do it too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't be bitter. Be better.
Yep. All right. Any other John Deere Classic thoughts?
I was really hoping Jordan Spieth hold a bunker shot to win.
I know. He showed a little bit. Of, he did show a glimmer flare. Of hope.
He did.
63 that third day?
I had him top five as well, and that just vanished. He shot 63 that day, and I mean, still wasn't low round of the day.
Yeah. I can't believe how just off a cliff he's fallen.
I know.
It makes no sense.
It's sad.
It's yeah, it is
He does
sad.
Have the injured wrist. His swing... Like, we were talking about it earlier this week. They showed a swing of him when he won 2015 and now. Like, I can concede it doesn't look like it looks worse, but it doesn't look that much worse.
Yeah, it had a lot more flow and confidence in 2015.
But I think the injuries and just like a little lack of confidence. He's a bad putter now, which
is
no sense.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now everybody's hooping 50 footers. So.
It's so weird. The game is changing so much.
How he hasn't switched his putter also mind boggles me.
Yeah, he tries.
Like one time he tried.
I mean, that's also mind boggling as a man who changes putters every round.
Who?
Me?
You. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, me too.
I play like once every 2 weeks. I change a putter every round.
Even Scotty changes every week, but he's winning.
No, he doesn't.
Like,
no.
He had a stretch where he was changing a lot. Yeah,
the Olsen. Yeah. Spider, that's true. He did Scotty.
But he did use that one Scotty for a long time.
Yeah, true.
But Jordan's used the same putter since he was 14. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Get rid of the motherfucker. Lab needs to send him a putter.
I'm sure they try. They're just sitting on those bags during the practice rounds.
Can you imagine Speed just broomsticking it?
Oh my God.
No.
Just full give up.
Cross-handed broomstick.
Cross-hand broomstick. Cross-hand claw broomstick. Totally revitalizes his game.
I will never see it, but
we'll never see it.
We'll never see it. But I hope he does somehow. Where do we think Davis Thompson's trajectory is?
I can't believe they're comparing him to Scotty.
They were comparing him to Scotty. Like
that was
early
ridiculous.
Scotty.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he's had a lot of success at an early age. Not a lot, but he's had success.
Not a lot. He
was leading the American Express last year.
Right.
After like 36 holes or
54
holes.
If it wasn't for a flag stick, he would have taken down John Rahm.
Yeah.
College. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
You think that it was...
That ball was going in the water. No fucking
If the flag sticks out, that ball's not going in?
Absolutely not.
It's hitting the back of the cup and jumping up?
And just
up.
Going, yeah.
We have never seen that, though. We've never seen it hit the back of the cup and like... Go at in. Least on the PGA Tour. The cups are so sharp.
Yeah. That hole is famous, too, for the guy that had the three-footer in Q school.
Oh,
and the ball the came back hole. To his face.
Yeah. Oh, I wish that did happen.
And that was at
that hole
10 miles per hour less speed than
that was
Davis
perfect
Thompson's
speed.
Chip.
It was perfect
speed. It was too
speed.
Perfect of speed.
Yeah.
No, that putt, I think that putt was going in. But yeah, and then he finished ninth at the US Open this year. The Pioneers number two. And then second last week and won at the John Deere. Clearly, the kid's got game. He was number one amateur. He was in the Michael Thorben Olesen spot, the Ludwig spot. I think the world of the kid. Like, I think he can be not Scotty, but do I think he can be a top five player in the world at one point? Yes,
yeah, I
do.
Think so, too.
Yeah.
Think he'll stay there? You think he'd stay there for a long period of time?
It matters how much he wants it. I do have some questions about how much he wants it. I saw him hit a putt, and he had a ring on. And I was like, oh, God, the kid's married.
Yeah, Alicia was watching, too, and she's like, he's already married? Like, yeah. He's young.
Like, I think all these kids are, like, 22. He's 25.
20, yeah, 25 and married.
But I was like, oh, God, he's married.
Yeah, I was shocked he was playing ring on, too.
Yeah. Like,
well, if he's already having the success while married, I mean, he's gone through the rough patch already.
Just got married.
Wait till he has a kid, though.
But they've been together a while, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he can be top five player, and I don't say that hardly ever. Usually I'm like, oh, I like this guy, I like this kid, but I've always thought he's good, very solid, highly.
Very solid swing.
Yeah, yeah.
If the putter stays hot like that, he might never lose.
Right.
But it won't.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, not that's, like that. Opening up with a 45-footer.
Yeah, that's Jordan
and then
Spieth.
Like two holes later, make a 30-footer.
Jordan Spieth, British Open stuff. All right. We're bringing back an old segment. It's called Good Bounce, Bad Bounce, basically per my request. So thank you, boys, where we talk about good bounces and bad bounces in the week. It could be in our lives. It could be in the real world. And we just basically just catch up on what we find interesting throughout the week. So, Kyle, why don't you start us off?
My good bounce is also a bad bounce. Does that make sense?
No. Hit us.
That is Keegan Bradley being selected as the Ryder Cup team captain. And it's a bad bounce because Tiger Woods is denying the position.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like Keegan. Great Ryder Cupper. Was snubbed last year. Bethpage's is, well, 2 years ago. Bethpage's is home course.
That's a good point.
Grew up playing there.
That's actually a good point.
And do I think he'll do a good job as a captain? Yes.
I don't know. I don't ever get buzzed over who's a captain. Or
I don't. I don't either.
If it was Tiger Woods, I'd be through the fucking roof. Yeah.
If it's Tiger, anything, I'm like, let's go.
That's true.
But
imagine Tiger. He's got a little squirrel on his shoulder the whole time. You remember that?
No.
Tiger fucking had the squirrel
in
on
the
his shoulder.
Cup, the president's 2019 cup. President's
oh,
Cup.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. Liberty. I've only seen a picture. I don't actually.
Just
know.
Arms crossed, sunglasses on.
Squirrel.
No limp activated.
No, this is pre-limp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking. If he was captain, he wouldn't limp not one bit.
Oh yeah. Well, he can't make double. He can't make double.
Yeah.
He's captain.
Well, he can't play bad. Yeah, well, the team starts playing bad, he might limp.
I was going to say, wait until we limp out a putt and the limp just comes out. And you're like, you can't turn it off.
It's like, if like Rory loses or Rory wins like two holes in a row, Tiger's going to start limping.
Yeah.
How busy can he be with this PGA Tour policy board stuff?
Yeah, that's what's going around.
To not be a captain over a year from now.
The guy was captain when he was like playing, kind of.
He's kind of like LeBron-esque. You know, he coaches a team, plays on it too.
I just really don't think he wants it.
I don't think he cares about it.
That's my issue with it. Why does he not?
I wouldn't want to be a Ryder Cup captain.
Why the fuck not, Josh?
Also, like the Ryder Cup, like we have such, like there's a chance we lose. Always. Like the President's Cup, there's no chance we lose.
Well, we haven't lost an at-home Ryder Cup since 2008 or something like that.
But still, there's a chance we lose the Ryder Cup. There's no chance we lose the President's Cup.
That's true.
And that's why he probably was okay.
He doesn't want that on his resume.
Yeah, he doesn't want the resume of losing Ryder Cup.
That's just
lame. Because then like that like taints him a little bit, I think.
That is unbelievably lame.
Because like for the American golfer, being a Ryder Cup captain and being a successful Ryder Cup captain is a big deal. And being a failure is a huge deal too.
You know, I mean, we won by 1,000 at Whistling Straits, right?
Yeah.
Because at home, you just have such a strong advantage. You're
Which
not going to fucking
mind,
lose.
Because most of these Europeans play on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. But we set it up to our advantage, just like Luke Donald did last time.
So interesting.
Made him hit it from 175 every time instead of 100 yards. And what's Keegan going to do? We're going to have 100 yards into every hole.
I don't know if I would really care to be a U.S. captain. Like, I don't think that would interest me to be a U.S. captain. Would it interest you?
100%.
Really?
As the human I am, yes, 100%. If I was Tiger Woods, I could say not so much. But being Austin Amaya, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Ryder Cup captain, you've played in Ryder Cups.
True.
So then you're already somewhat have reached a pretty high pinnacle in the game. I'm good
100%.
On the captaincy.
But you get to share a different type of glory.
I guess so. I mean,
it's your team.
So going to your point about how being a bad captain kind of stays with you, being a good captain stays with you. Can you name a really bad captain outside of Zach Johnson?
I can't name a good one or a bad one.
Yeah, like other than Zach Johnson, which is historic and probably not fair.
100% fair. He didn't put players on the team that should have been there.
Yeah, it was just a very contentious time and probably the wrong guy at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
A guy who's a little bit too biased, to say the least.
But tell me Henrik Stenson is not a little bit upset that he wasn't captain and Luke Donald was.
I'm sure.
Upset enough to deny $100 million.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But there's something that comes with being a Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah. I think he feels disrespected more than anger.
I could tell you another bad one, Hal Sutton.
House Sutton was the other one I was thinking of. Who put Tiger and Phil together?
Yes.
Good one I could think of was Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw.
But that was very close to being a bad one.
That's very true.
So, all right. What's your bad bounce?
Well, it was just not being invited to the white party.
The Michael Rubin one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I don't know how we were snubbed from that.
Yeah, you did get snubbed from that.
I sent him a very harsh DM about that.
Would you
that.
Want to be invited to the white party?
Yeah, of course. Just to go and talk shit about it to all the plebs.
I think I'll just be like...
You're going to deny that too?
Everyone's just going to look at me and be like, who's that really random, not beautiful person?
Well, they would just assume you are a beautiful person
because
you're there.
Because I'm there, yeah.
Yeah. Does that party kind of rub you the wrong way a little bit? Do you think there's something fishy going on there? It's a little Diddy-esque.
Diddy-esque.
A little Diddy-esque.
Diddy party-esque.
Why do all these people hang out together just one day of the year?
It's the white party, man.
Yeah.
Who
I mean,
the fuck is
famous.
Michael Rubin, though? Is he just a super cool guy?
He's the owner of Fanatics.
Yeah. I know that, but why do they all hang out with the owner of Fanatics?
I mean, Fanatics...
Like, Bill Gates doesn't have a white party. You think they would all go?
He probably would if he did it 30 years ago.
Bill Gates is also not cool.
Yeah. If Bill Gates did it 30 years ago, he could have had a white party.
It just rubs me the wrong way.
This is like almost like the new era Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. Look, I actually would love to go because I'm sure the food is just unbelievable.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But outside of that, I have very little interest.
The food probably is amazing. I do agree.
Yeah.
I just want to hang out with the Kardashians.
And just
and
like the
James
concerts.
Harden. I'd want to go to a strip club with James Harden afterwards. Only James.
Only
just
James.
Me and him.
Right. I'm sure
or
that's
like
how it
Lou
works.
Williams, but he's probably not there.
No, yeah, Lou's too low key.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for the wings.
The wings?
Just for the wings.
You have to be like on wings. The U.S. men's basketball team at one point to be invited.
Do you really?
That just seems
just,
like the.
He just made that shit up.
I mean,
yeah.
D-Buck was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Tyrese.
Yep.
Everyone that's on the team right now.
How about Tatum bringing the trophy?
I mean, that's pretty sick. Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
Is it?
You don't think anything is cool, Josh. Your aura is.
You're going to walk
zero,
up to
your
a party
aura.
Being like,
your
look
aura
at me, bring
zero.
This trophy. All right.
Like, would you You're not right. wear the green jacket if you just won the Masters that year
well,
to the white party?
You can't wear the green jacket. It's a white party, Austin.
No, well, if I won the Masters. Yeah, of course I'd wear the green jacket if I won the Masters.
You can't wear it there.
Oh, I wouldn't wear it there, no.
I would wear it there.
It's a white
You'd
party.
Be kicked out.
Yeah.
Drake didn't wear white.
No one cares if Drake is there or not. Okay?
Drake was the only one.
I think Kendrick came
Drake was happy to get the invite. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That's a bad bounce, too.
That's my bad bounce. We were snubbed. Right. I missed out on the all-white Travis Scott.
It was next year. Next year.
Missed out on all. Yeah, that's a bad bounce. Missing out on the all white Travis Scotts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sten?
For my birthday is in September. Typically, I do celebrate it then, but this year I celebrated it in June because my wife bought me a Blackstone and I just set it up.
Dude, you've just been grilling. Like,
I've been grilling every day. Every meal, every day is on the Blackstone now.
Right.
And it's been the greatest like 2 day stretch of my life so far.
It's just a weird, like, male moment. To just love grilling.
Oh, it's so
it's
much fun.
It's so confusing.
It's weird because it's not really grilling because it's on a cast iron top.
Right.
It's like cooking on a big pan.
Right.
Like last night, I made hibachi fried rice.
Nice.
Yeah. And my backyard got complete 2 weeks ago, so the putting green's there. So I've had a few good bounces as of recent.
Nice. All right, what's your bad bounce?
I guess the bad bounce of the putting green being installed, I asked for it to be dead flat. There is, on like this one hole, there's just this jank break. Just dives left at the hole.
So it's really hard to make something that flat.
Yeah, I thought so because I saw them like trying to grade it and it's just like dirt that they're
it's
trying to grade
so
and
hard,
make flat.
Like, anything that day can affect something.
Yeah.
And then Ping has the flattest surface of all time. Like it's lasered. They had to bring it in from above and like lower it into their center because that's the only way they can get something
they can get it
that
so flat. Yeah,
and it's it runs at a speed of like 15.
Oh wow,
that's the only way to be able to make it like
flat.
And
yeah.
not be affected by fake grain.
Because the fake grain, you can tell the fake grain.
Yeah, exactly. So
it
just has to be that like that way.
Because that's what I was kind of worried about with like the turf grass they were putting in. I was like, man, like I don't know if this grass is short enough to have it not be affected. Because that was kind of like I could tell that right away.
Yeah.
And as soon as I started hitting putts, it was like,
yeah,
kind of wiggles. But it is what it is.
It'll mature. All right. I'll go. All right. My good bounce. I'm going to say it's white people in uncharted territories.
I don't know what the hell what does that this mean? Means.
We got Caitlin Clark taking over WNBA. Cooper Flagg is going to be the future of the NBA. I mean, he was taking down Olympians. I know they weren't playing hard defense.
I saw those highlights.
And the best part is they both golf.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm all in now.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
Caitlin Clark has to be a hell of a putter.
Your theory is that good shooters can putt.
Steph Curry's a fantastic putter.
Yeah, that's true.
Austin's a horrible putter.
I'm a good putter.
And a liar.
I also think the Lakers got
Connect four. Yeah, his number is four.
Yeah. Like, I think he's going to be good.
I do, too. He's supposedly the steal of the draft. Right. But that's coming from all Lakers fans.
Well, he was supposed to be like sixth or seventh, and they didn't take him because he's old. He's 22. How old is he?
That's old?
Well, because they all come out after their freshman year.
Yeah.
He came out. He did 4 years. I think that's a good thing. Experience. He's aged. Yeah. Like, the Lakers don't need a young gun who needs development.
There is an argument there, though. I think Bronny will be better at 22 than Connect Four will be. At 22 right now.
I think Bronny will be without job.
That still be a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, he'll be a Twitch streamer.
Didn't he get offered like $900 million?
For to what?
To play in Saudi.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I think got or like $800 million.
Bronny Jr.?
Bronny James.
Huh.
I'm looking that up right now. Keep going, Josh.
I saw something on that. See if that's true.
And I think who's the other white guy who got drafted this year? Give me a second here.
$1.1 billion contract.
Yeah, there you go.
You know me. Why the fuck did he not take that?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just go ahead and make what my dad's made in his entire career.
He makes like $9 million for like 3 years.
Yeah. Well, 4 years, $8 million, which is...
4 years, $8 million, league minimum.
The only like guaranteed contract so far.
Which is insanity out of the rookies,
as a 55th pick. Yeah, because this class isn't good. Reed Sheppard. He was picked third. He is white, but he shot 53% from three last year. He's part of the Rockets. It's going to be a good organization for him. White. So, yeah, white people in uncharted territory. Stepping into.
I mean, Larry dominant. Bird was white.
You know what? One of the comments I saw when they showed the highlights of Cooper Flagg said, "This guy's literally the white Larry Bird." And I just started dying.
The late Jerry West, white.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know about all this, Josh.
It just hasn't happened in a while. And it's just a very... Look at Team USA, man. It's a black man's league right now.
All right. There's something to that. You're correct.
I can say this as a minority. Can I? Whatever.
Sure. 2020. Yeah. Move on. I have no idea.
And my bad bounce is celebrity defecation. So I'm sure you guys know who Gwyneth Paltrow is.
Yes.
Sounds familiar.
And she...
She's a singer?
She had...
Very famous actress.
Okay. Close enough.
Yeah, I think... I'm pretty sure Austin's serious there, too.
She
is now known as, like, the owner of Goop, the founder of Goop. She has a friend. There's a guy named Derek Blasberg, who's an author. And he is somehow friends with all these celebrities. He's just his, like, best friends with all these people. Kardashians,
Does
all
he know
the
Michael
nine yard.
Rubin?
He may.
Does he know Michael Block?
He may have been at the white party. Who knows? No, he wasn't. But this last weekend, he allegedly diarrheaed all over Gwyneth Paltrow's guest bathroom, and she had to clean it up.
Damn. Good
like,
for him.
Not he, in the toilet?
And he fled. That's the weird part. It says in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple process there.
I think he was sleeping, bed, diarrhea started, ran to the bathroom,
and just was
left
dripping.
A trail, oof. Flushed what he could, said, "What's up?" in the morning in a house in the Hamptons, and dipped.
And just fled the scene.
Just fled the scene.
That's a bold play.
I got a bathroom story from yesterday.
Okay.
Was at Walmart yesterday. Really had to take a shit. Really, really bad. So I run to the restroom. And I got a shit so bad, I run straight into the women's. Pull my pants down, take a shit. And I'm like shitting, and I look over and I see this these feet next to me, and I'm like, those don't look like guy feet.
Oh,
like,
no. You didn't know. You
did. I literally did not know. Like, I started, like, I had to shit so bad. Literally, you ran straight to the handicap stall and just pulled my pants down and started shitting.
Hey, you did what you had to do.
And so I'm like, shit, like, I got to get out of here somehow, like, and not be seen. And so I'm just waiting for her to leave the restroom. Was wiping as quick as I could. Pulled my pants up. She left. I left right after her. Walked straight across to the guys. Finished wiping and left.
Really?
Finished wiping. Oh, the guys.
Yep. Oh, God.
It's 2024. You just identify you just as a woman.
I was going to say.
And you're straight chilling.
Yeah. I mean, she
especially
had
at Walmart.
She had to see me like walk straight past her stall. She's like, that's a dude.
Yeah.
Like,
if you think there hasn't been weirder shit to happen at Walmart, you're wrong.
I totally agree. It's not the weirdest thing. Probably that happened at that Walmart that day.
Yeah, oh, 100%. In that hour.
Well, back to Derek Blasberg and Gwyneth Paltrow. This has to be crazy for... So, it was making the rounds, and people are like, did Gwyneth Paltrow go to the media?
And the answer was... about it?
And talk about it. Like, how did people... How did this become a big story? It's on the Daily News. It's on Vulture. Like, it's on all of these websites. And she said no. And it's actually that she told a friend who told a friend who told a friend. And then it somehow got to TMZ. So it's just like...
That's on Blasberg, though.
This is a diarrhea heard around town.
How do you heard around turd? How do you not clean that up before dipping the seam?
Also, diarrhea is so much easier to clean up than like actual poop.
You're giving weird takes here today.
Have you ever wiped your ass after diarrhea and then wiped it after a solid poop?
Off the ground, I clean my dog shit all the time. It's just a simple one-step process with a normal
The fact
poop.
That he fled or didn't even try to like reach out to like, I'm sure he knows her cleaner.
I'm sure there's a cleaning staff in that house.
It's got to be massive.
Yeah.
Like, take care of this.
How many days did it take her to find this? Because I'm sure this isn't like
her
bathroom that she uses. Maybe she smelt it out.
Rip all the sheets off, throw them away.
Yeah.
There's no way it's carpet in that house.
Yeah.
Pretty simple, you know, little Swiffer.
But also, like, if that's making its way around town, like,
it must have been bad.
Is this the worst accusation you can have? Like, Justin Timberlake got a DUI, no one cares. But you're the guy who diarrheaed in Gwyneth Paltrow's house.
Yeah, you're the guy that shits on people's houses.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to be invited places. Like, you get a DUI, you're still getting invited places.
Yeah, for sure. Like
DUIs happen. Like, they shouldn't, DUIs but happen. They happen.
Yeah.
But, like, taking a shit in, like, all over someone's bathroom?
Yeah.
Like that doesn't happen.
Is cheating on someone in Hollywood going to be more passed over than diarrheaing in Gwyneth Paltrow's house?
Probably
100%.
Not. 100%. Or, yeah, 100%. But I mean, probably
is, yeah. Adultery is better.
It's more normal.
Than diarrhea.
Especially like in that behavior.
In Hollywood, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. Last thing I want to read in this is, who is Derek Blasberg? Darius Blasberg. More like Darius Blasturd, am I right? Well done, New York Magazine. And then Gwyneth Paltrow said, when I first met him, I was a little dubious.
She said dubious?
She said dubious.
Wow.
Are you a professional best friend of celebrities? And why are you everywhere all at once? What's your deal? And after 10 seconds, I completely fell in love with him. So he is a professional.
After 10 more seconds, she hates him.
I mean, now she must hate him. Like, what do you do? Do you reach out?
You're like, hey, did you shit all over my house?
Does he reach out?
Just quick question here. Did you happen to shit all over my house and then leave it? Because we're just trying to figure this out. He's like, oh, yeah, that was me. My bad. Yeah. Figured you would clean it up.
How did she know it was him?
Obviously, it was his room.
Yeah, his guest. He was probably staying in the guest room.
That's wild.
So that's
what is
bad
the
bounce.
Thought process behind that? I'm still just flabbergasted.
I'm sure they had a night out. I'm sure he ate something. It's New York. Like, I'm sure he ate something that he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, you typically don't get diarrhea from just living your normal life.
But that's not something you just kind of walk away from and it goes away.
Diarrhea?
No, shitting all over someone's room.
Yeah, diarrhea.
That was a white guy, Josh. So no other race has been known for
diarrhea in a celebrity's house. That's true. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the Scottish Open. We're back to talk about the Scottish Open preceding the British Open. I don't know. Why do players play this?
to get ready for the British. Obviously.
Just like weather-wise?
A tune-up on links, yeah.
Yeah. Just get accustomed to putting from 180 feet.
Yeah.
Do they hitting do that two here? Iron from 180 or from 280.
Right. Yeah. At the Renaissance Club, they say it?
Yeah, the Renaissance Club.
The Renaissance Club.
The Renaissance. The Renaissance Club, defending champion Rory McIlroy with his historic 2-iron from 100, what was it?
Which he got plaqued up, 205.
Yeah,
200. Yeah. Yep. And Bobby McIntyre threw it from like 220 in the bushes. Yeah. They both made birdie. The only two guys
to make birdie on that hole.
And it was like that was like Rory, oh no, here comes a Rory choke again. And then he brought it back.
Yeah, it was really struggling. I mean, Bob birding the last hole would not have made it a choke, I don't think.
Well, no, I mean, throughout the round.
Did Rory make bogeys coming in?
He birdied his last two holes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean,
I know he made like that putt on 17 from like 8 feet or something like
and
that.
And he birdied his last two to shoot like even or something. Yeah, so
I'm a big fan of this event. I wish we played across the pond a little bit more often.
I do too.
They do play across the pond on this tour called DP.
So, I'm talking about the names I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that was one of the things that Rory was really pushing for, right? And the buzz amongst the in the media is that a lot of the people on the board are like, I don't want to travel overseas.
Yeah, I definitely
don't
want to
do
that.
Yep. So,
but it's good for the game. The fan base over there is strong.
But, you know, a lot of times the only game people care about are their own. So,
very true.
That's kind of where we're at. Okay. So, the Scottish Open at the Renaissance Club. We're going to do something a little bit different. From now on, we're just going to try and pick a player, and we're going to do a pool style. So, typically, if this is your first time listening, we do bets, and we would go through all these bets. We call it a free bet, which was -150, +150, and a bad bet, +500 or more. But now we're just going to do a pool between us, and we have to pick our own players, right? And then we just keep a tally at the end of the year.
We obviously can't pick the same player.
We can't pick the same player.
How are we going to determine order?
I want us to pick a number from 1 to 10.
Shouldn't we do 1 to 4?
No, whoever's the closest to the number.
Oh, okay.
8, 7, 2, 9, or 10. You gave Josh so many numbers by picking 7.
You should have picked 7. I don't know why you would. It's going to be 7.
It's 2.
Oh, my God.
I get the first pick.
So I go second. I priced as right as you.
You did,
is right at you.
And this week the favorite is...
It's Rory.
Rory.
Scotty's not playing.
Yeah, Scotty's not playing. All right, it's Rory. But my first pick, who do you think I'm going to take?
Ludvig.
I thought you were going to take Xander.
I'm going to take Xander.
Yeah.
He won in 2022. Didn't play as well last year.
And he's just playing fantastic
golf. Just playing fantastic golf. We haven't seen him in a minute.
You know who we haven't seen in a minute is Rory McIlroy.
We really haven't. And he announced it after the US Open. He's like, see you guys in Scotland.
Yeah.
But for those guys, 3 weeks must go by pretty quick.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a LIV player, yeah. The PGA Tour, they used to play in week in, week out.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to take Xander Schauffele, winner in 2022, playing fantastic golf.
Somewhat of a low ball flight hitter. Like, he's good in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely can hit some flat balls, for sure.
And he doesn't have any scar tissue like the person I'm going to pick.
Which is?
Rory McIlroy.
Well, he won last year.
Yeah. He did win last year. He's coming up. Is it a big event for him?
He's going to have to answer a lot of questions in the media.
And with his golf game. If he comes out and like, well, he's not going to miss a cut because there is none. But if he plays poorly.
No, there's a cut. It's an open.
I thought it was an elevated event.
Oh, are they doing that?
I believe it's an elevated event.
So this it's a limited? No, it's a full field.
Oh.
It's a full field.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, I doubt Hurley Long is.
Or Charlie Shinquin.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyways, continue.
I think he's going to have to answer a lot of questions with his golf game.
Yeah.
Did it affect him the way it would a regular person? The answer is probably no. He's Rory fucking McIlroy. He does this quite often, but comes back basically every time.
I guess all that matters is does it matter to him? And I don't think it does.
Well, he's definitely going to brush it off and just say, look, these things happen.
Yeah.
I gave it my best shot. Kudos to Bryson. Right. He's just going to try and bury it.
Yeah. And then
but it's going to be real sketchy if he has a breaking 3-footer on 18 and it doesn't go in.
Yeah. I think Rory's going to play terrible.
Just awful?
I think he's going to be... I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't touch a club for 2 weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised with that either, knowing Rory. He just took some time off
and then
chilled on a boat somewhere in international waters.
With his renewed relationship with his wife.
And then Amanda Balionis the next day.
And with his kid, like, I would not be surprised if he doesn't play well.
A part of me thinks he's been hitting 3-footers in his living room for the last 3 weeks.
Part of me feels like he is not.
Yeah. He just has his little perfect putting mat, and he's just railing
it. Part of me thinks he's not.
Yeah. Just railing it on his perfect putting mat.
Yeah,
Or he comes with a broomstick.
Yeah. Just a whole new set of clubs. Just like, I just need to get rid of all the toxins and all the bad energy.
I'm all aboard these top high-level players just broomsticking it.
You really are. Yeah. That's your fix to everybody. Scotty.
Broomstick.
Yeah. Laugh. Throw some money at Scotty.
I just want to see it. Just a full waving of the white flag.
You're good with the broomstick.
I do like the broom. Well, it goes to my chin. It goes to my nose.
Yeah, you anchor it off your chin?
I can anchor it to my forehead, basically.
That would keep your head down.
It would. I mean, a 35-inch putter for me is a belly putter.
Is that your height or is that your belly?
Both. Yeah, I could use a 33 if I just, you know, went on a little game train. Yeah. A bulk, as they're calling putter? It.
You say that, but you use like a 34-inch putter.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I just think Rory took a bunch of time off and he's going to use this week to like...
Prep for the British.
Get back in, yeah.
I really do want him to win the Open by 8 shots. Yeah, just bury too. All this shit.
I do too. All right.
That's my pick.
Stin?
Morikawa.
He's playing well.
He's playing well, yeah.
He could trap a ball like no one else.
Yeah, he usually plays well overseas, yeah. too.
Has he not won the Scottish before? I know he's won
the Open,
won the
British.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's won the Scottish.
I'm thinking of Minwoo, I think.
I don't think Minwoo's won one either.
Minwoo's won the Scottish.
Scottish Open?
But Morikawa's been playing... He played well at Jack's tournament.
Yeah, he's been playing
well. He's had a good season, yeah.
But it's weird. Like, his game is different. Like, he doesn't... Stripe irons like he used to.
He doesn't hit irons like he used to, yeah.
And he has random wipe drives. And he was known as a guy who just never
missed.
He
seems like he's a better putter now, too, though.
Yeah, but then it just fails him at the wrong times. Like, he'll be number one in strokes gained through 3 rounds and, like, be last in the field in the 4th round. We're just getting him to where he's getting to, and that's what he needs to do to shut the door.
He just needs to be able to close the door.
Yeah. I got to look this up. Are you looking it up, too?
Minwoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. And the fact that I don't see any headlines means he hasn't done it.
Minwoo Lee won the Scottish Open in 2021.
Okay, see? He did do it.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a big-ass tournament. Huh? He won the 2021 Aberdeen Scottish Open?
I mean, that's a Scottish Open.
No, I think it's the Scottish Open, yeah.
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 Didn't he win by quite a bit, too?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
I don't know why I can't look this up so easily, but...
2021 Scottish Open leaderboard.
I mean, he hits it low as hell if he wants to.
At the Renaissance Club, he won in a playoff over Thomas Dietrich and Matt Fitzpatrick.
Okay, there you go.
Wow. Damn.
This is why I'm a part of a golf podcast.
I wish I picked Minwoo Lee. All right, so who's your pick? Oh, you pick Colin.
Yeah, I pick Colin.
Pick Colin. That's a great pick.
Is that it?
I think that's it. Should we jump into the
league? I'm surprised Austin is down to do this format, seeing as how he has gone on strike before in a similar...
Yeah, so...
In a similar format. He went on strike.
We had a pool, and it lasted about... between some of our friends, and lasted about, what, 6 weeks?
I was going to say like 21 days. Yeah. It was crazy, so short, it could be numbered in days.
It's crazy how short that lasted.
Yeah. I've been in one that does the same format for... Half a decade.
Yeah.
Oh, half a decade.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, it sounds. I like half a decade.
One-twentieth of a century.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's correct.
And it lasted...
It is.
It lasted literally maybe a month.
Yeah.
And it's just a pool where we pick every week. We try to pick the winner. And whoever finishes the highest in the pool gets $10 from everyone.
Based off of how you finish is how you... Do the picks for the next week.
And that's what everyone was up in arms about.
Yeah, Austin just couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah, I was the only one that couldn't handle it.
Well, Ryan, too, that's another crybaby.
Yeah.
This will be on Instagram, but you can see it. The two yeah. guy, they don't win 1 week, boom, crying.
Yeah. No. My only thing I said is that the person that finishes last should have first pick next week.
Right, and the way we do it is whoever finishes first.
That's just first so pick. 2000. That's like loser. Everybody gets a trophy.
That's pretty loser mentality, yeah.
No, but it's very hard to
so
pick.
So loser mentality.
That's a little loser mentality.
It's very hard to pick a winner, though.
That's
so
the kind of guy that shits all over someone's room and just leaves it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's the same mentality.
Yeah, that's pretty Derek Blasberg of you.
Yeah.
We should make that a thing. Just keep calling someone Derek Blasberg. Yeah.
I'm going to shit in your room or in your bathroom.
If I had to guess who it'd be you based off of your mentality. So it wouldn't matter. Even if it wasn't you, I'd think it was you.
All right. Let's do the leaderboard. This is our version of the draft. This week, I get to pick the subject of the draft, which I'm going to take the greatest goats of all time. And that's because as the one who picks the subject, I get the first pick. I'm going Joey Chestnut. He has retired. He was not there this weekend. It just wasn't the same on July 4th.
No, did he retire?
No, he wasn't allowed.
No, he wasn't allowed to compete.
Oh.
For using performance enhancers.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It was not that.
He signed a contract.
Just steroids for a hot dog eating contest.
I'm pretty sure this may be like a little incorrect, but I think he signed a contract with
a vegan hot dog company.
And this is where I think that is correct, but I think he signed a clause in that contract that he has to eat their hot dogs. If he's in a contest.
Yes.
And so he asked if he could eat the vegan hot dogs in the contest and they denied him. So he couldn't participate.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
pretty brutal which for is like all parties.
Yeah. The dumbest contract you could ever sign
that is a
if
very
your name
strange
is Joey
one.
Chestnut.
Yes. That's a strange one.
And if you're known for eating hot dogs, do you think those guys give a shit if it's vegan or not?
I don't think so. He must.
No, I'm saying but the people who watch, you and me are watching it like, wow, yeah, Chestnut's like, eating a vegan dog. We should switch.
Yeah, it's July 4th.
I mean, low-key, this probably brought a lot to their brand, though.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the brand?
Nope.
Exactly.
I thought he retired.
He did not retire.
Well,
did not retire.
He's the goat, the goatest of goats in my mind.
He got Ryan Garcia banned.
Yeah. He is the goat of goats in my mind. Joey Chestnut.
I'll agree with you.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't watch the contest to boycott.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally watched.
Disqualified for using steroids, according to Kyle.
Performance enhancers.
For hot dog
vegan dogs. Just made out of cashews and oatmeal. Wait, those had to be way harder to go down as well.
I'm sure.
Vegan dog?
A vegan dog.
No. I think that beef takes up a lot more room.
That's true, actually.
Can you imagine eating 82 compressed cashews into a hot dog? Like, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, it's a lot of fats.
And just, like, plants.
Plastic.
Just, yeah, you don't
Plastic's
know what you're going to eat. Yeah, that's true.
Plastic. All right, Kyle?
All right, my goat of all goats is Steven Jobs.
Ooh.
Just for inventing the iPhone, making the computer sexy.
Yeah.
We're using a Mac right now. I love touching this thing.
Make it a computer sexy.
Somehow had the idea to just make a giant iPhone and thought everyone would love it. Now everyone has an iPad.
Yep.
And he was just a huge asshole, and I love that about him.
Yep.
So he's my goat of all goats.
That's a great pick.
Just a giant dick.
That's a great pick.
That did what he wanted, and it worked.
Also, he revolutionized camera phones.
100%.
Revolutionized it. He was the first one to be like, let's just put a nice camera on a phone. What's the problem?
Yeah.
If you're going to have one, make one nice.
He basically made Motorola non-existent.
Yep. And didn't care.
Now, it used to be more so, but if you didn't have an iPhone, it's like, oh, you're lame and you make no
He did it for a while and we didn't talk for like 2 years.
Yeah, I did go to the dark side. I've done it a couple times, to be honest. Where I'm like, you know what? I'm done with the iPhone. And then I can't get into one group message, and I go I go right back.
I've seen that out of you.
You have. It's been a decade or so, but.
Glad you're back.
All right, Stin, you got two picks. Snake draft.
I'm going to say bent grass.
Bent grass is the goat of goat grasses.
Yeah, for being the goat of all grasses.
That is a great pick.
Just bent grass.
But yeah, I mean, there's nothing I'd rather hit a drive, iron, or putt off of than bent grass.
Bent grass?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
My second pick.
Can we please just linger on bent grass for a little bit? Yeah, yes. I just can't believe you chose something that's not a person.
I agree.
And it's grass.
I'm going to go. I got my next one. It's going to be Golden Tee for being
the game.
The goat of games.
I don't think I can get behind Golden Tee.
Well,
that's the greatest game of all time.
That's because you guys don't like video games.
Have you not played Super Smash Brothers or?
Yeah, if we're going straight arcade, I mean Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is the goat.
I mean, anyone can move a joystick around. You got to have good touch with the ball.
I suppose.
Have zero. So how does that make sense?
Exactly. That's what makes it a good game. It's challenging.
I also don't like that you have to stand. I'm out.
I don't like that it's golf.
That's true, too. That's not going to reach as many people.
Golf.
Yeah. You know, Stin's the only one who's picked golf subjects so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Big golf guy over here.
Yeah, big golf. I got to go non-golf for my last pick. I'll think about it.
You don't have to do anything. All right, Kyle.
Can you pick a human?
I'll try.
That's true. Yeah. You haven't picked a human yet.
You opened up my mind. I had a human lined up for the next one, and now I don't. And that is the ribeye steak.
Oh, damn.
Give me just fucking corn-fed, fat as shit,
beef.
Juicy beef.
Damn, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
With just a shit ton of butter, salt, pepper. And we can go sidekick with a loaded baked potato.
What about like some bone marrow butter?
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic there. But give me a loaded baked potato, sour cream, cheese, green onion,
bacon. I'm out of sour cream on a
shut
potato.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Bent grass, motherfucker.
You're a Kikuya kind of guy?
Yeah. I'm definitely a Kikuya kind of guy.
You must be a Kikuya and Poana kind of guy.
Kikuya is a little bit more forgiving.
Yeah.
That's true.
93% of people listening to this are just like, what are they going on?
Blade a chip, but it lands just 1 foot in the Kikuya. It looks like a tie spinner.
Yeah. My second one is going to be Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
of course. Michael Jordan. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who is that again?
He is a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Who played for the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. The Wizards,
yeah.
And was a partial owner of the Charlotte Hornets before he sold his share.
They're all selling right now.
They're all selling right now.
Because of the new CBA, whatever.
It might be like, I think they're seeing the tide. So Mark Cuban sold last year. Jordan sold his, he was a pretty minor.
Didn't Mark Cuban sell, he didn't sell the whole team, right? He sold a portion of it.
But it's the only portion he had.
Oh, really?
I think he sells a little bit.
I think he sold.
He still controls all of basketball operations.
That's what they say, but he wasn't even in the Western Conference like trophy presentation.
Yeah, that's true.
They pushed him out pretty hard.
Aren't the Celtics up for sale right now?
So one of the owners of Celtics is putting up for sale, and he's known as a business guy. And I just think a lot of these teams are seeing the writing on the wall that like it has. It got Bitcoin. It got just too hot, too high.
I mean, yeah, guys are making $300 million contracts right now. Just,
like, yeah, they don't want to be responsible for that.
And they're selling, their teams are selling right now for like $5 billion.
Yeah, the market for teams is
it's
so
just
hot.
It's just so hot. And they're just like,
I need to cash out.
We don't have ratings. Are people watching? Are they not? We don't know. Streaming's very high. People are illegally streaming. Like, what is the worth? We can't actually tangibly pick a worth.
And the players have more control than they ever have.
Yes. And so
it's a player run league, no doubt.
The percentages, they're like, it's like the lifting we always like argue about. We're like, the numbers don't show that these teams are worth that much. So we're going to get the money while we can before it probably market corrects. And like, but like Mark Cuban one is weird because does he need money? I thought he always did it for the love of the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And that one's weird. I don't know. He's pretty big into Dogecoin.
Something's fishy. No,
that's going. Yeah. But I do see the owners being like, it's just too hot right now. Let's get out from under this. I get it.
Yeah.
Celtics are at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, especially after winning.
After winning, and now they're going to have to pay everyone a ton with the second apron thing. It's crazy. Anyways, so yeah, Michael Jordan is my second pick. And my third pick is Tiger Woods.
So chalk.
Yeah, pretty chalk out of you.
Yeah.
So I expected better.
My three picks are three of the greatest athletes ever. I have Joey Chestnut, Michael Jordan, and Tiger Woods. That's a trinity.
Yeah,
right? That's
I don't know.
A trinity
Joey right there. Chestnut. I don't know who is the biggest goat in that conversation. Yeah. To be
Joey
honest,
Joey Chestnut, yeah. Tiger's third.
Yeah, Tiger's probably third.
Tiger's third.
All right, Kyle.
That's insanity.
Like, Joey Chestnut's never lost a eating competition. Michael Jordan's never lost the finals. But yeah. Tiger has lost plenty of majors.
Not when he had the lead.
That's golf.
To Hawaii
though.
Yang, though.
Oh, that's right.
One time. One
Michael
time.
Jordan never ain't losing to, like,
never.
Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
Or in Joey Chestnut's never losing to, like,
so
the
Tiger's
Japanese
not
guy.
The goat?
I'd argue that Jordan's only been to six finals.
Yeah, but he's won all six. All
right, so Stan is talking me out of my Tiger Woods pick.
Let me not be the one to do that.
All right. Kyle?
I got to represent for the brown people here.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm going with Mukesh Ambani.
Yeah. You don't even know who that is.
That's the guy that's paying everyone to perform at the wedding. Like, you paid Bieber,
paid $10
million. Then Rihanna, $6
million. Yeah.
There's three famous Bollywood actors that have never been on stage together at once. They're three brothers. He got all three of them on stage at once. Bill Gates showed up in a full Indian getup.
How does he have the money?
Dude, he had $1 million at 40. He's worth $124 billion to
this
day.
Doing what?
He owns like 300 companies that are all textile apparel.
Jeez. All right.
Just,
yeah,
like, necessities.
He is the goat.
He's
yeah.
more goated than.
His house is a high rise building. Dead ass. It's elevator. A hotel. That's his house.
The whole hotel.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
so
it's
let's
a
see.
House, but it looks like a hotel. It's a
I'm
high rise building.
In room 47 tonight.
Yeah. Like, he just stays
wherever
he
wants. That's exactly how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. And Zuckerberg had the glow up after going to the wedding because he actually wore like jewelry and
yeah.
somewhat cool clothes. Now he kind of dresses sweet. Yeah. You know, brown people.
And he's
it's our time.
Trying to get in the MMA game and get big and strong.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So I had a rep.
Yeah. That was good. That was a good one.
Last one, I'm going to go with Imperial hats, especially the rope hat, being the best hat in the game.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I'm not a rope hat guy.
This is strictly at Josh.
I am not a rope hat guy.
Josh cuts the rope.
I cut the rope
off.
Off the hat.
I cut the umbilical cord.
As I'm actually not wearing, a rope right now. Yeah. This is rare.
Kyle's wearing a rope. I got a rope ski.
Yeah, I'm not a rope guy. Just not a rope guy.
I just don't feel that strong about it to cut the rope off of.
Yeah, that is. Although it did make the hats kind of look cooler. I'll tell you that. Those hats kind of didn't. The five panel.
Especially the specific.
The five
Odyssey
panel
one.
Yeah,
it
does
is a
not
little
deserve
aggressive.
a rope.
Yeah. That being said, it also looks cool with the rope. I just like it more without a rope. I actually don't vehemently hate ropes that much.
I think you just do because of us.
And now it's just really. It's like really fun to be like. Ropes on hats are stupid.
Yeah.
They need to go extinct as like our country's falling apart, but it's fine. Ropes are more important. So I just think it's really funny to like argue about ropes.
Yeah, it's like an ongoing argument in our group.
Yeah, Austin is quite loyal to Imperial rope hats.
Yes.
Has been loyal to Imperial since I've known him.
Yeah, they are
when he was
goat.
Wearing a high visor.
Right. Which they do make a great high visor.
Yeah,
they do make great hats.
They make the best high-vi.
Yeah, the best high-vi.
They make the only high-vi, really.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I really thought you were going to take Roberto DiVincenzo.
Yeah, that would be too chalk.
Can you explain to the fans as to who
Roberto
that is?
DiVincenzo is actually the best golfer ever to play the game. 267 professional victories. But he's most famous for not winning a tournament, and that is the Masters, because he did win it, but he signed an incorrect scorecard, which disqualified him from winning.
Still the stupidest. One
he
of the
lost
stupidest
to
rules.
A pencil.
He lost to a pencil.
Yep.
I actually don't even know who won that Masters.
Neither do I.
I mean, what? Like,
that's
you know what
so
the score
stupid,
is.
Like
it's just so
golf.
Stupid.
Well, that's, I mean, the modernization of golf has helped incorrect scoring from happening. Nice top.
Right. But, like, if your playing partners know you, like, shot the right score, then why? Then they
I think scorekeeping in the next 20 years is going to become
gonna
obsolete.
Change.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Like, players aren't going to keep score anymore.
No.
You know
why?
Also,
why would you make the players responsible to keep score?
But it is different at the tour level. I think. Yeah. I think we say at the tour level, you don't need to keep score.
It needs
anymore.
To change. Yeah. At the tour level, yeah, because yes, you can't have 150 volunteers out there at an amateur event.
That's like having the NBA score. Finals and having the teams sign off on the scores at the finish. And if it's wrong, they lose.
And the confetti's coming down. It's like, Boston signed the wrong score. We need to go to Dallas. Yeah, that's stupid.
Boston signed the wrong score.
You know, I also brutally lost a club championship in the same manner, so I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand Roberto's pain.
And then again, that is not a tour event. But we'll give it to you.
Yeah. I was also hammered when I signed my card.
All right. I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you, everybody.
That is a Bad Bounce podcast. It's just for the people. We are changing dates. We were originally Mondays, then we tried Tuesdays, and then the viewership went way down. And so now we're going to actually switch to Sundays reactions. It'll be up on Monday on your commute to work. And so starting next week, expect to see the Bad Bounce podcast on Mondays. Love you guys. Thank you, guys.